T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Then attended Bellevue Community College.
Been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, went
you
to school.
You took classes there, right?
Yep.
That's your alma mater, Larry.
That's exactly right.
Huh.
The only reason I went is because that was part of my signing bonus, was to get room and board paid for at school. And since they didn't have a dorm, I got to get an apartment paid for. The school definitely secondary.
You took classes so you could get a free apartment.
Yes. That explains the D and the incomplete.
Here's Bryce Harper.
Larry Anderson with Scott Fransky right here on 94WIP. As Ike, we go limited interruptions here over the next 2 hours and 20 minutes. Maybe Larry Anderson can stay with us for the next 2 hours and 20 minutes. What's up, L.A.?
How you guys doing?
What's up, L.A.?
I'm not good, L.A. I'm not good. Nope, I'm not. And I all year I've been saying they're going to win games, they're going to lose games, they're going to win games, they're going to lose games, and they've done exactly what I predicted they were going to do, and yet I still get upset after losses. And I mean, this is that. I mean, like, I here's what, and I can't stop doing this, and I should pay attention to the rest of the season because they're not actually that far out. But I look at the big picture and say, what can this organization do to actually put a true contending team on the field? Because they're built to try to win right now, but they're not good enough to win right now. They don't have the young players coming up through the system. And it's just like I already feel like I know what's going to happen with the Phillies over the next couple seasons.
Yeah, you kind of get that feeling, but I'm still holding out hope. I think things have to be, I don't know if you call it a rebuild, but there just has to be, to me, some major shakeups. Because whatever we're doing is even worse than what we were doing before the last few years. And so I don't know. It's something's got to give. Something's got to get better. But right now, it's like you said, the team's built to win now, but I don't know. I think they're underachieving, or else they're just.
Just not good enough. Yep.
It's not. You're right. It's not good enough, period. And I mean, Joe said it. He's like, we've got to be better. And I think everybody knows that, but.
That's how do you do it, right?
Yeah, that's the easy part is realizing what's wrong. Mm-hmm. The hard part is how do you fix it? How do you. And I don't have those answers. I'm not in that category, but. I can certainly look at it like everybody else and go, things got to change. They have to change. They have to figure out a way to develop players, draft better, get better players in the draft, and work on those guys to become good major league players. And we've been lacking that for a while.
Why are they how like at this point in the season where you know that they're going game for game, they're trying to keep pace with the Braves. The Braves aren't playing very well either. You have a team that was 18-50 coming to Citizens Bank Park, and the Phillies are supposed to be a good home team. They've been a good home team. You lose 3 of 4, and then the Cubs come in, and the Cubs aren't even trying to win games really anymore, and you lose the first game to the Cubs. Like what is going on right now that they just can't beat these bad teams, Larry?
I don't know. I don't know if there's not the intensity. You know, when you're not winning, it looks like you're not trying. So I don't, you know, I'll be the last to say I've been on some bad teams and I've had some pretty bad years myself. And because I have bad years, you know, my ERA in 82 of 599, that I don't, nobody can accuse me of not trying when I went out there.
Right.
I was trying. I just wasn't very good. I stunk. I was terrible. I think part of it is as a team and individually, I think players have to be accountable for one. I mean, you have to admit that you're not doing a good job. Mm-hmm. You can't look for excuses. You can't. You just have to say I'm just not doing good. And whatever you think you can do or need to do to turn it around, that's what you got to do. I think just watching the team, the one thing everybody can do is play hard. And I think they have to do that. Which means running hard, running the bases hard, being smart, knowing situations, look at the scoreboard, not making bad pitches, looking at the count, looking at the situation. So what should I do here? What can I do here? What shouldn't I do here? I mean, there's so many things that I look at and I go, what's the thought process? Where is that thought process? And I have to question if they're thinking about things they should be, or are they being taught to think about the things that I think they should be? Mm-hmm. That's my opinion, obviously, but something's getting passed on by the wayside. It's not getting addressed, and I don't know how you get guys to be better, but I mean they have to be. I think they have to come together as a group, as a team, and not be a.
Did we lose?
Uh-oh. He went into the dark side there. We'll see if we can get Larry back. When you're starting infield, and this is nothing against these guys, Ronald Torres and Freddie Galvis have been combining a third base. Didi is bad this year. Gene Segura actually has had a good year, and then Brad Miller's just starting first baseman. By the way, I like Brad Miller, but he's not
an everyday player.
He's a part-time starter.
Yeah,
he's a platoon guy.
Yep.
When he's hot, you put him in there. He's a really good player if you use him at his role.
Yep.
If he's a starter, you don't want him as so. Right now, you have Brad Miller as your starting first baseman, Larry, and I like Torres and I like Freddie Galvis. That's your third base. Didi has performed poorly this year. I mean, maybe we just need to look at this team and say they're not good enough. I think that's where I am right now.
You can't play 140 games and have a 500 team and go, well, this is a playoff team. The numbers don't bear that out. They don't. There's probably not going to be a team play 500 to get into the playoffs. I don't think. And so if you're a 500 team after 140 games, you're a 500 team, which means you're a very average team. And that you can't get more average than the 72 and 72.
Yeah.
I don't think. And that's where we stand. And it's one thing to say – I mentioned to somebody, I was like, why are we playing down to these poor teams? But the response that I got was, maybe we're not playing down to them.
Right, yeah.
Maybe we're just not better on any given day than these teams.
Right.
And they should be. We should be able to beat the Pirates and the Cubs and the Orioles and those teams. Mm-hmm. And we're not. I mean, we're 500. I think two games above 500 against sub-500 teams. That's not cutting it, and that kind of just tells us where we are right now.
How should we, as fans, right? I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. They're obviously still in this thing. They could somehow backdoor their way into the playoffs. It's funny, right? Because I'm trying to figure out, as fans, do you want them in the playoffs? They haven't been in the playoffs in 10 years, so of course you want them in the playoffs. But the season has been so frustrating. We got a portion of the fan base that's just ready for the season to be over with. So I guess my question to you, LA, is should we still want them to make the playoffs? Even though they look like a mediocre team and it may be a short run, like I guess making the playoffs is still the ultimate goal, right?
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess if you're taking baby steps, to me, you go, let's finish above 500.
Right.
And then the next step is let's get in the playoffs. And then the next step is obviously let's get deep into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But it starts with just playing better than average baseball. And that's, again, after 144 games, we're average. And we have to turn into a superstar team in the next 18 games to make the playoffs. We really do, or to win the division anyway, because we're five games back in the loss column. If we go – I don't know what the numbers are, 13-5, Atlanta's got to play two games over 500. And I think Atlanta's capable of doing that very much so. Are we capable of going 13-5? when we started this homestand, or not the last homestand with the weaker teams, sub 500 teams, it was like, this is our chance. This is it. Yep. We got to go do it. But it hasn't happened.
Yeah.
And it's the only thing you can conclude out of that is we're not good enough, I think. I mean, I hate to say it, but I just – That's where we're at.
Well, it's what they've shown us, L.A. I mean, it's not like we're at the beginning of the season making predictions. Like, we actually have evidence.
A lot of evidence, yeah.
A lot of evidence it is, yeah.
I mean, and part of it, I think, is the expectations. When you look at this club and the offense was going to carry us, it hasn't.
That's, right.
Obviously, I think the expectations of defense were what they are, that they weren't going to be very good defensively, but the offense would overcome it. It sounds like a broken record, I know, but – I mean, that was the plan, but the offense just they haven't done their part. They've done it in spurts, but the consistency, I think, that's the one word that has been missing from just about every category with this Phil's club this year is consistency.
Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully next time we talk to you, it's on after a couple of wins. Yeah, they always lose on Tuesdays, L.A. What the hell?
It sums up with that. That's got to change. That's got to change.
We got to move you to Thursday, L.A. Yeah, we got to put you in on Thursday.
Hey, Larry, the ESPN had a 30 for 30 on the 86 Mets. And you were with the Astros at the time. I don't think you guys made the playoffs that year, but there's talk about
they did.
Did you got them?
I thought the Astros made.
Did you make the playoffs that year?
We lost to the Mets in the National League Championship.
Yeah, well, that's what Mike
I thought.
Scott, I remember
Mike Scott.
Yeah.
How good was that team?
And Nolan Ryan, right?
The Astros team.
Yeah. No, how good was that Mets team?
The Mets team was good. They were very good, but we had them. But the Mets team was very good. They're obviously better than us. But we had them. We had them in Game Six till the ninth inning. We had them shut out, and then Dykstra leads off with a triple, and the wheels kind of fell off by the 15th inning.
Innings. Who was in the ninth? Who was your closer?
Dave Smith.
Okay. Did you pitch in that game?
I pitched the 10th, 11th, and 12th, I believe.
Okay.
Wow.
In that one.
They allow relievers to go three innings?
Great question.
Never heard of that before, man. Wow.
Oh, it's obscene. Can't do that.
What was it like throwing to Darryl Strawberry? Especially when he was young.
Right.
Scary. Scary. But I had decent success against him. He was able to run stuff in on his hands with a cutter. But yeah, it's all those guys. You got Keith Hernandez, who's just a hit machine. They had everything.
They had Hojo, Kevin Mitchell, Mookie.
Yep. Gary Carter.
Wally Backman.
Backman, that guy wore me out. That little, I was just, oh. Yeah. But, yeah, that was one of the great, I think, postseasons, and that series was tremendous. So we came up short, but that was exciting. That was fun.
Great stuff, L.A. Thanks, brother.
All right, guys.
All right, L.A.
See ya.
Talk to you in a week.
All right, man. Talk to you next week.
Yeah, L.A. can't wait till this is over with.
And the sad part of it is, if it's not my favorite segment, it's certainly one of my favorite segments of the week.
You.
I love Larry.
Love talking to him.
And it's every Tuesday they lose some. Even when they're playing well, they lose on Tuesdays.
Yep.
What it is, Jack.
I just want to put L.A. through torture to come on here Wednesday to talk about it.
The only time it was not a loss, I think, it was during the eighth-game winning streak or whatever.
During that winning streak?
Yeah, that's the only time we smiled this entire year, the eighth-game winning streak.
Oh, all right, Jack. Well, let me know how the team's doing because I'm out.
Now, I asked L.A. this, but about the playoff thing, we do still want them to make the playoffs,
yes.
Right?
Well,
it's different than saying whether or not we believe they're going to make it, but we want them to make it.
So, right now, I would just rather wash my hands and be done with them. But
right.
if they played well enough to get into the playoffs, that must mean that they're playing pretty well down the stretch, and we'd all be excited, right?
I don't know if that's what it means.
Well, I mean, to make the playoffs at this point,
they might get in this thing. Yeah, who knows?
But to make the playoffs at this point, they would have to be at least 12-6, right?
Right.
Or something like that. And that would be
all right.
You'd have to beat the Braves down there in a couple games.
Right.
It's not gonna change the long term, like how I look at this team long term. I know that they're cooked long term, and this isn't a
In other words, you playoff run here wouldn't necessarily make you feel good about the future. Like this is a young, this isn't the 07 team making the playoffs for the first time.
And that's the, and that's what's disappointing is that I know and I want them to make the playoffs. I want to see playoff baseball. It's been way too long.
We don't get draft picks over this, right? We don't get. Do we move up?
You do.
Draft?
Yeah. You do.
Okay.
Yeah, you do.
It's like the NBA draft, or it's like the NFL draft, where it's like
the worst
based on record.
Guys, yeah, gotcha.
It's based on record.
But it'd be next year's draft, right?
In June. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, next June. But I also know that I also know that despite what happens this year, when I look at where this team's going to be next year and in the future. You're topping out on making the playoffs and possibly winning a round. Like all you have to do is watch the 2007 Phillies and look at the talent that's on that team.
And look at the teams that are built in this league, the National League, like the Dodgers, the other teams.
The Dodgers, the Giants, Padres when they're healthy.
Right, the Giants out of nowhere. So the NFC West has become the toughest. I mean, the NL West.
And the NFC West.
Yeah, and the NFC West.
Yeah. Yeah, but even teams
California is running everything out there.
Yeah, no one even cares about sports out there.
But even teams like the Brewers, who you knew were going to be good, but they weren't the Dodgers, so you weren't really paying true attention to them. Even teams like they're better than you.
They're just better position than the Phillies are.
Yes.
Yeah. With a way less payroll.
Hold on. I know what I wanted to ask about the draft. Because this would determine whether or not we want to make the playoffs, right? Are there any top prospects?
Well, you're not going to have enough losses.
They're the top five. Yeah.
Oh, we're not the number one.
No, you're picking middle of the draft with a 500 record.
Oh yeah, that's right.
They're the Sixers pre-process.
Right when we're stuck at the eighth seed.
Darn it, Moultrie.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The Sixers are they're the Sixers that are a 4 or 5 seed and hoping to win one series. That's the ceiling of this team.
The ceiling, yes.
That's the ceiling.
Yeah.
So for me to sit here and really be happy about the Phillies, knowing that they have pretty much no shot to actually win a championship, it's difficult. And that's how I felt about the 76ers right there. It's like, all right, you can beat a Bulls team that doesn't have their star player. Yeah. But what are you really doing here?
Yeah, don't worry. Wait till we trade Ben.
All right. Well,
and we're back to being a team that's just going to win one round.
More on Ben and coming up in a second. I wanted to throw this in there, and then we'll get back to the phones. Rolling Stone re-racked their top 500 songs. They first published the 500 greatest songs list in 2004. But now they said because that music has changed so much, they remade the list from scratch and they have the top 500 songs. Ike, what is the...
Do they think songs got better the last 15 years? No, they've gotten worse.
They've gotten worse.
Rolling Stone, you have to redo the list. What are you talking about? Like the auto tunes and
That new Conway everything.
What are we doing? Did somebody break into the top 500 over the last 15 years?
So
Drake,
I don't know what the formula is to it, but so and I know that they had a bunch of their experts of that came together and they voted. Yeah. So I'm just throw it out to the people because we are virtually interrupted here for 2.5 hours. What is the best song or songs? What would you consider not just your favorite?
Ooh,
Ike?
Well, that's all I know is my favorite. They're the best.
So
my
what's
favorite.
The best?
My favorite songs are the man, oh, dude. That's so much music. That's a
it's
lot.
It's a tough question.
Yes.
Well, what's the first song? Like, if you could listen to any song one time,
oh wow,
what would it be? Like, this is the only the desert island. You got one song
got
to listen
song
to.
To listen
yes.
To?
What is it?
Oh, what's on your Mount Rushmore? Just kidding. It's a
tough question. I don't even know the answer to it.
Man, music is such a beautiful thing, man.
You can't just have one.
Yeah, man. It'd be hard for me to have just one song. Because then I got to figure out, okay, what mood do I want to be in? Do I want rap music? Do I want some R&B? You know what I mean? Do I want
it depends
some pop
on the
music?
Mood. Yeah, you're right.
You know, Michael Jackson, Prince, like those are my top artists. Tupac, those are my top artists. But doesn't necessarily mean there's
But probably. You don't know if you would want a one Tupac song.
No,
out
I gotta,
of
you gotta give me an album, not one song.
It's tough.
Yeah, I need an album.
It's definitely tough.
Some type of compilation album or something.
Is that what you need?
Yeah.
All right.
Something.
Well, give me an
you
answer.
You got one song? Well, listen. If I gotta go, if I'm just going, you know, Pac, I go what? Let's see. It's my favorite Pac song, man.
Jack, what do you got? You have no answer. Which,
have
by
no
the way,
answer.
Is perfectly fine.
No
what's
answer.
The best song?
I would say Freebird.
Freebird, huh?
I love Freebird. It's good singing and
have
it's
I
got
heard
a
that?
Guitar solo.
Wait, put it on, Jack. Freebird, sure. Yeah, I mean, you might have heard a remix or something like that, but it is
it's not Free Falling, right?
No, it's not free falling. Leonard Skittern. Here, I'll get it, Jack, right here.
Remember Tom Cruise singing that?
It's a live one. I don't want that, like Woodstock or something. Yeah, I would have never even thought it. That's just not what. It's not my. I don't even know what I would say. I'm like you.
It's hard, man.
Because I would say my favorite. I have two favorite groups of all time, mm-hmm. right? Just because I like their music, it's not about the political message. It's Public Enemy and Rage Against the Machine. They would be the two groups that I have that I would listen to, and it probably is a Rage Against the Machine song. But what is if I'm in a chilling mood?
Right.
Rage Against the Machine's not a chilling mood, yeah, right? Public Enemy, you're not chilling.
Oh no, you ain't chilling with Public
You're
Enemy.
Angry.
Yes. Fight the Power, bro.
By the way, the number two song in the Rolling Stone list is Fight the Power. The second best song of all time is Public Enemy, Fight the Power, Ike.
Wow.
I can't agree with that.
No, I can't agree with that one. But their number three song, Sam Cooke, The Change Is Gonna Come, that's a little somber for most people, but that's a classic. That's a classic.
All right, well, we'll throw it out to the people.
I got to admit.
I listened to it today when I looked at the list, actually.
If I'm looking for music, I just saw G. Lou get whopped by Harrison.
When he got punched?
Yeah. Come on, G. Lou. Look, he mad as hell right now. Can't go out on the field and fight. Anyway, I would think I would want some sort of R&B music. I like rap, but I'm not 24 years old anymore. So
right.
At this stage of my life, I'm not listening to rap music as the only music that I want to hear forever. So it had to be some type of R&B sort of music that I can get. I need an album, John. I can't do one song.
All right, let me give you the top
some Mary
10.
J. Blige or something.
Let me give you the top 10, and then we'll step aside for 1 minute. Aretha Franklin, Respect, number one.
Okay, I respect Aretha Franklin.
Number one?
But that ain't the number one song.
Public Enemy, Fight the Power, number two. Not even their best song.
Yeah, exactly.
Not even their best song.
No.
I don't know if I've ever heard it.
Fight the Power.
Man.
Fight the Power.
All right, go watch Do the Right Thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Rosie Perez, right?
Oh, I love Rosie Perez. Three, Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come. Mm-hmm. Four, Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone.
Good answer.
I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Not their best. It's not even their best song.
Their most popular, though.
I know.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm like, and you're right, Jack. Like, if you're a Nirvana fan, you don't say Smells Like Teen Spirit's the number one. Marvin Gaye, What's Going On? Now, see, that right there is like, all right, yes. Marvin Gaye, What's Going On deserves to be in the conversation.
Yeah. I would have heard it through the grapevine, but there's a few other Marvin.
Right.
That was more of a crossover song, What's
right.
Going On. Yeah, everybody loves What's Going On.
The Beatles, Strawberry Fields Forever.
I'm shocked the Beatles aren't higher on this.
Thank God. How about this? Missy Elliott, Get Your Freak On, number eight.
Oh, best song of, best, top 10 song of all time.
Get your freak on.
Get your freak on, really? We threw that in the top 10, Rolling
Fleetwood,
Stones, okay.
Fleetwood Mac, Dreams. I know I'm old after looking at this list,
yes.
Because I'm like, this is Fleetwood Mac, Dreams, number nine. And then this is the biggest, and this is an outrage, and this is where the list should end for everybody. Outkast, Hey Ya, number 10.
Hey Ya. Listen, Outkast,
Outkast is good.
It's an argument. This is a Mount Rushmore rap group of all time when you're talking about Outkast, Andre 3000, and Big Boy. But Hey Y'all. Come on.
How many songs just from Outkast is a better song than
right,
that?
Right.
Just because that was their biggest commercial success.
Right, yeah.
And it was.
So is that what they're doing? Is they're
guess.
Going with sales, I guess?
Well, I think they're doing a combination of commercial success.
Okay.
And
of course, Kanye West made the list. Come on, man. Kanye West ain't made a good song in 15 years.
Super, it was Runaway.
College Dropout.
Super Stevie Wonder, Superstition. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Rolling Stones, Give Me Shelter.
Okay.
Another I Want to Hold Your Hand, Beatles. Beyonce featuring Jay-Z, Crazy in Love.
Yeah, you can't have a list without those two. I'm surprised they allowed it to be going to go down to 16. Yeah, Beyonce and Jay-Z ain't going for that.
Yeah, people
be on the horn with Rolling Stones.
There has already been hell to pay. You do not cross those people.
Yeah, 16? Are you crazy?
All right, so give us one song. You're on a desert island. One song. Rolling Stone has their top 500 songs of all time. 215-592-9494. We mentioned a little bit earlier, but there's a new report on Ben Simmons, and if he's going to report to training camp, hell, do the Sixers expect him to play? What is it? We'll tell you about that coming up after 1 minute. We're back after 1 minute. Don't go anywhere.
T
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.